We have here a new term that the reason that the Eved can't be a shliach of Kabbalah Saget, he's not betoiras. He's not shayach to get the Kiddushin. Master Flora Balaza, Kama Bimilsa Delesa, Habimilsa De Isay Kosher. I mean, otherwise, he could be a shliach. There's two betoiras truma, they're not shy. They themselves, they could have a hechitim, so they give truma, did not. There he's betairas, and even though he's betairas, he can't be a shliach. So what's the reason? Must be my time. La mishum diksev gam atem, atem Yisrael, avshluchachem Yisrael. Say vazai, it should exclude an eved. And we do erbiyanei lohim atem b'dei bris, avshluchachem b'dei bris. So how are we ending up? That that's because she's ain't a bit Eved is ain't a bit Tairas, he's Mishlichas, he has. He's not bit Tairas getting the Kiddush. So Rav Shimon is a kasha on this Gemara. He says the Gemara says an Eved can't be a Shliach to get the Kiddush. He's not bit Tairas getting. Bit Tairas can yawn him and Eved is. So an Eved can be kind of things for his other. So Prek Rav Shimon, let the Eved just be kind of the paper for the woman. Forget about Hilchus Gittin. Do Hilchus Kinyanin. The Eved should be kind of the paper for the woman. And then the paper is Ke'ilu the woman. It's a Shliach. A Shliach to Kinyanim he could be. Then it's Ke'ilu the woman picked up the paper. And once it's Ke'ilu the woman picked up the paper of the get, Memela, she's Liberashis. Because Nehi, that the Eved can't be a shliach for dinei gittin and dinei kiddushin, but I don't need dinei. I don't need him to be a shliach for dinei gittin. I need him to be a shliach for a ma'aseh kinyan. Let him just do a kinyan. It'll be ki'ilu the woman did a kinyan. Now let's see. If she would have done a kinyan on this piece of paper, what would be the deal? She's megoreshes. So now let her be megoreshes. What's the problem? Like the size that says you need an asina, not a kinyan. So if the size means dafka nasina, not kinyan, depends. Does the size mean a kinyan is certainly good, but nasina is also good? Or does the size mean that dafka nasina is silly? So you need an asina. That the scene would be with Sharky. I'm not sure. It's hard to know how far the Ketzais would go. Yeah, let's see. The next step. The next step in the Rav Shimon. Yes. The next step in Rav Shimon is that. Rav Shimon says, how does get work? Could you... Yes, Pshat, you need a Kenyan and a Mela, she's Megoreshes, the way you're asking. Or, do you need that the Kenyan should be a Kenyan of a get? The way I would phrase Rav Shimon's suffix is, do you need Venosan Biyada? Do you need Venosan Get Biyada? Or is it enough Venosan Nayar Biyada? Venosan Biyada, does Venosan Biyada mean he has to give a get, it has to be a Kenyan get? The kinyan itself has to be a kinyan of dinei gittin. Or is it enough for nasa miyada? He puts the piece of paper in her hand, hilchus kinyanim, and the mela she's kind. Rav Shimon says that it's a machlekes rishayim on ayin zayin on the days, where the Gemara has a case, according to Rashi, that a woman is kind of with kinyan agav. She's kind of get. She's kind of a piece of karaka, and I got the karaka, she's kind of get. Of Kinyan Agav. And the Ran and other Rishayim say Kinyan Agav doesn't work. The kinyan has to be either in the sina liyada or the sina lechatzera. Kinyan chatzah works, but not kinyan agat. There's a machlokes there. Rav Shimon says that Rashi holds all kinyanim work. Because the venasa liyada is, you have to put the paper in her hand. So if she gets the paper, it's good. The Ran holds that no, that it has to be a kinyan get. It has to be a kinyan of hilchas gittin, not hilchas kinyan. So Rav Shimon says that if you learn like the Ran, then my kasha doesn't start. Venasa biyada has to be the sina taget. It's not a separate thing. You can't separate a kinyan on the paper and a kinyan on the get. The nesina taget has to make a chaloi saget. It's a nesina saget. But according to Rashi, that shah kinyanim work, Rav Shimon says it is shah. It only works because of Nesina. So Rav Shimon is saying that according to the Ran, it has to be a Nesina Saget. The thing of giving has to be a giving of a get. The get has to come to her, not a piece of paper. According to Rashi, that it's enough a giving of the piece of paper. So, so again, according to the Tzai, because the Rashi holds enough Nesina Sanayar. It has to be Nesina in a way that could do a kinyan, but it has to. But a nesina is good enough. Mice in the nesina, I learned all along. Anyway, this is Reb Shimon's kash. If you hold all kinyanim are good, so it should work here too. Why? That's right. So that's why it's kasha rash. The kasha is if kinyanim work, let the evidence just be kind of a piece of paper. What do you mean? You're saying the Akum Shimon. You're saying the Rashi would hold that you need a kinyan gal. Yeah. If you have a kasha, you say the kasha is not a kasha. You're not proving anything. Yeah, just saying. You can't answer a Shim by saying it's Pashut. You have to have a riot to what you're saying. You can't do it. But Rav Shmuel brings the Rav Shim. Rav Shmuel Simeon Aleph suggests a Teretz. He says that even like Rashi, that Shark and Yonim work, but the there has to be a Kinyan mitzad the husband, that the husband is doing the Kinyan. He makes a beautiful point. He says this even there, Rav Shimon himself says it. By Tli Gitech Malgabe Karka. When a husband puts a piece of get on the floor, he says, pick up the paper from the floor. Tli Gitech Malgabe Karka. The Gemara is going to say later that it's no good. Why don't we say the same thing? Atzilchus Kinyan is no good. Let her pick it up and be kind of Atzilchus Kinyanim. She'll be kind of the paper. Once she's kind of the paper, maybe it'll be a good get. The answer is, no. You need a Kinyan of the paper mitzad the Baal. It has to be a Maisa Kinyan that he's piled. It can't be a Maisa Kinyan that she's piled, that he puts on the floor and she picks it up. That can't be. It has to be a Maisa Kinyan mitzad the Baal, mitzad the Nisan, not mitzad the Makab. According to the Tzai, meaning that it's a Nesina, then you're right. Well, you do it through a shliach, that's not a problem. If you hold Gita Viyada, it's what we call magic. That it goes in one shot. So why can't it go in one shot? He says, Tliki Rabba Gabi Karka. Well, he's explaining the reason for that. The reason that is because there's a kusav of get, is it has to come to craft the bow. He's explaining why what you're saying is true. That the whole concept of get, the whole kayach of get, is only when the husband does the nesin. When she does the Maisa Kinyan, then it's no good. That's goof what you're saying. That's the way get works. If get would work the other way, then it would be the magic of Gita Viyada would work even if he does, even if she does a kinyan. So Shmuel says that Kinyan get has to come from the husband's kinyan. It has to be the kayach of the makna who's giving it. Kli gitev magabi karka doesn't work because it's coming from him. He brings a chumas Rabbi Akiva Eiger that says that. What? Okay, 1 second. He brings a raya from a chumas Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Rabbi Akiva Eiger was asked the question. The din is just like Tli Gitech Magabe Karka is no good. Tli Kedushech Magabe Karka is also no good. Kedusha, which is like Itten, if the man puts the ring on the floor and he says, pick it up from the floor, Tli Kedushech Magabe Karka. So we pass him that it's no good. So Rabbi Kivega's brother asked Mishaila, how come Tli Kedushech Magabe Karka is no good? Yet the Gemara says, by Kedushin, that Maimit Shloshtan is good. Maimit Shloshtan means Ruvein or Shimon money, and Ruvein and Shimon stand with a woman, and Shimon says, I'm a Kaddish you with the value of the loan that Ruvein owes me. So Maimit Shloshtan works. So that's also clean out Gavi Karka. What's Shimon saying? He's saying, go to Ruvein and you'll get money from him. So why is that any different than pick up from the floor? This is the kasha. What? So the value of the halva, the value of the halva, which he has there. Okay, so Rabbi Kidega answers what you're saying, but the way Rabbi Kidega phrases it is this: Tli kiddushech mal gavi karka. You're telling the woman you take the kiddush. That's no good. It has to come and cast the man. By Maimit Shloshtan, the Amira of Shimon, of the Mekadish, that Amira gives over by what's in the Kedush, in the Halvah, to the woman. The Kenyan is happening by Shimon. Shimon is doing the Kenyan. So the Kivega says that Beferish, that Kli Kedush of Agabe Karkas of Sarin, because the Kenyan is not mitzad the man, it's the Kenyan mitzad the woman. So Kli Gitech Magabe Karkas, same thing. The chesaron is that the kinyan is mitzad the woman and not mitzad the naisig. Mimela, Zaptur Shmuel, the same thing in Agamara. If a man gives an eved a get, that she should be kinder for the woman. Mitzah his nesina to the eved, it's never this laboratory is given. So it doesn't work out get. It only works the kinyan naya. Once the nayar, it's two steps. The nayar, the woman, the evidence kind of the nayar for the woman. Once again, the nayar for the woman. So now, in the second step, it becomes the woman's, it becomes a get. That second step is not the man. The man is only giving to an evidence. He can only do with the evidence of nayar. He can only do a kinyan. God, he can do a kinyan. He's not doing a nesinas haget. The nesinas haget is happening because there's a halacha that once the woman's kind of the paper, she will become a get. So that can't work. That's not his nesina. He's giving it to the Eved. His giving to an Eved is only nesinas of paper. So vaitetz, v'nosan nayar, it's not v'nosan get. So vaitetz, no good. So even Rashi holds shar kinyanim works. Rashi will only hold that way by those kinyanim that work mikayach the husband, the nesin. Any kinyan that works mikayach the metabol, such a kinyan, it can't work. This is Reb Shmuel's Shmuel's Hesber in the answer of Shimon's
Kashi.
No, those sheet is held that Tli helps. He's going, the Kashi was originally asked, like those all Tli Kedusha Magabe Karka doesn't work. That's how the Kashi question was phrased. How can you hold Tli Kedusha Magabe Karka doesn't work? You're right. If you hold it, you only make the Kishtaris and then for Dine, other things that are for them. Let's see the Gemara Vayta. Am Rav Chiya Bar Abba, Rav Yechanan, Eina Eved Nasa Shliach L'Kabiel Gerisha Miyad Bailo, Fi She'ein Lei B'Teres Gittin Kedusha. Vav Bisha Shanin, Hari Ad Shifcha V'Vladach Ben Chayrin, V'Hais Obra Zach Salai. Even though we have such a concept that the woman, the Shifcha, could be kind of a Shtar Shichmer for her Vlad, Mayim Hais Obra Zasalai Kyasub Shmuel Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yechanan Tarti Yomer. Niroyan Hadvarim Sha'evin Mekabel Get Lechaveir Miyad Rabbi Shal Chaveir, right? But why Miyad Rabbi Shalom? That's a person can only be Mekabel Get Lechaveir, right? Not from his own Adai. His hand is like his Adai's. Him Leshach Adam Laimit, so Allah Hashnuyim. If somebody's going to whisper to you and say, what do you mean? Im Haisa Ubrazah Salai Amalah. Tom Pshat. Shnei Gedulei Hadar Pirshu Sadaber. Zer Rav Shimon Ben Yitzchak. Chad Omer. Amani Rebbe. Dama Shach Chas Yavdei Kana. What does that mean? Rebbe said that if you give your Eved Ishtar Shichwar to free half of him, so then half of him is freed. So the same thing here, if you give a Shivcha Ishtar Shichwar, so she can't be kind of anybody else. But for half of herself, she could be kind of. So Mimela, the Uber, which is part of herself, so she could be kind of. It is mamish that he's makta to her part of her body when he gives her the shtar shechur. Zaptaisis, nasa kami shikna la echad nevarel. Tevalim. What's the case? You have a pregnant shechur. And you don't want to free the shechur. You want to feed the vlad. So you give a shtar to the shechur, and by her picking it up, she's kind of to the Uber. For Tysus, I don't understand. Tavalari? Haista Ubra, hey, Saf Salah. Avagad the Yerachimaihu. How do you say, even though it's part of the mother? Kiba the Yada Hikiad Rabba, Shalai Shechmer, Ella Uber. The hand is not freed, only the Uber is free. He only freed the Uber. I feel a Shechmer Kula Chutzmi Yada. Even if he should be Shechmer Har, except for a hand, like Havalah, this place, like, it shouldn't work. What's the whole way in Eved is kinda? Because when he takes the get in his hand, it's kita the other bank achas. Fractisvis, if the hand still belongs to the other, then the whole sugya, then the whole case doesn't make sense. So this is a very stark akash, api svara. And if you're mishachar in Eved, why is the word kita the other bank achad? So if you're mishachar only the womb of the Eved, or shifta, you put it in the hand is still the Adain, there's no Kitav Yadav HaKechot, so everything is no good. Okay, good. there are two Nekudas in Taisus that the Rishayim talk about in the Hasbro. First, we'll about Taisus Kasha, and then we'll talk about a Teretz of Taisus Kasha. First, there's one Nekud that has to do with Taisus Kasha itself, before we try to answer it. And then there's a second Nekuda to try to answer Tysus Kasha. First, Tysus Kasha. What did Tysus ask? How could you be Mishachar, the Uber? When you put the get in the hand of the Shivcha, so that hand is still the Adain's hand. So, Tysus Harash says that this Kasha, why does Tysus ask it only in the case of Uber? Ask this on Rebbe. Rebbe said, "Hamishach v'chasi avdei kana, mishach half of the avid yikaina." It's the same kasha. The hand is still the hand of the yadai. So how does it work? Why are we asking it when you're mishach the over? And why not when you're mishach v'chasi avdei in? It's exactly the same kasha. Yeah, what do you think? So what does that mean? One day is just an arrangement. That means every bit of the Eved is half the Yada and half the Eved. This shutters. Right. So the arrangement is you work one day here and one day there. But so that's the arrangement. But the ownership, it's half and half. So the arrangement is half and half. So right, you have a problem. Then how could you give it to the hand of the other? That's for sure. The Ram says that in the Kargashim.
Then you have an issue.
Yeah. Why?
So
how do you have Gita Biyad Yavon Ke'echad? How is this Yad Boyin Ke'echad? Chatsi Yad.
What's wrong with Chatsi Yad? You mean that Eved was Yad Boyin Ke'echad? You mean that it should be
But it's still the yad holiday too. It's really not in the scene of the yad liyad. Have you read?
He says, you make that stipulation that you work today for me, and so for today you put yourself guarding for me, and that day you have the yadi shot. That day, everything is yadi.
Kabbalah and the Kabbalah, usually we don't understand Shutfus that way. We understand there's around the beginning of Perek HaShutfim that explains that Shutfus works, that every fiber belongs to both of them. Just the arrangement is, he works one day for you, one day for me. It's not possible any other way. But it's just an arrangement. The Stipler says a very nice tarot. The Stipler says, Pshat and the Maslaikis, why Tosis does not ask on Rebbe, and the Tosis Rosh does ask on Rebbe, is Tosis could learn from Meshacher Chatzi Avdai that you're Meshacher a specific half of the Evet. You're Meshacher, let's say, the right side of the Evet. So Memela, it's possible to give the get by putting it into the right hand of the Evet. You follow? The question is, why does Tosis ask on Ubi Yerachimaya, not on every Chatzi Evet? So the teretz is, in Achidami, you can only do chatzi eved in such a case, so you're mishachar the right hand, or the left hand, whichever hand you're putting it into. That hand will have to be mishachar. So memeva, mishachar chatzi avdai is possible, how's it possible? If the hand you're putting to get into is totally free, so now teretz is kasha, not a kasha. Teretz is, yes, there's no tita the other bar kefa, it will be, you're mishachar this half of the eved, or that half of the eved. Well, that's when you mishach for him. In general, you say should be half a ben chayrin. Then it's only an arrangement. But the stipler is saying that Tosis could learn. Now, again, this is all not lefiyavis. This is all the way. Why does Tosis have the kasha here and not there? Because you could answer that mishach chatzi avdai is that you mishach for half his body, and not like I said before that he's totally every bit of him is half both of them. Mishach for one hand. The Tosis Rosh holds not that way. Why? Stipler says an interesting thing. Stipler says, in the Kavanah of the Tosis Rosh, you can't be Mishachar the hand of an Eved. Is the hand of the Eved an Eved? He says it's the Nefesh of the Eved that's an Eved. Shechar is only on the person. It's not on the meat of his hand. It can't be Mishachar that this finger is Mishachar and this finger is not Mishachar. No such thing. The Tosis HaRosh holds that Shechar is only on the Nefesh, on the person. So you can either free the person, or you can free him halfway, and he should be half Shutif, half not Shutif. But you can't take, the Tosis HaRosh holds, you can't take the hand and separate it from the rest of the body and say the hand will be an Eved and the body won't be an Eved. Because being an Eved, it's not the meat, it's not like... If you have a behemoth, you can own the foot of the behemoth, someone else can own the other foot of the behemoth. Avdus is it's something that happens to the person. It's not something that happens to the flesh and bones that he is. It's the nefesh adam. So Stipler says, interesting machlaikis, that the Tosis HaRosh holds that you can't be mishachrer the right hand and not the left hand, by nefesh. No such thing. Shechar is in the nefesh adam. And the Mela, you can only be Meshacher the way we said originally, that every bit of him is half Eved, half not Eved. Mela, Tosis HaRosh asks, then how does that work? He asks the Kasha, that Tosis Kasha Shverim on Chatzi Eved. Tosis holds, no, Shechar could work on the hand. You could be Meshacher just the hand. So Mela, you have a Hechatimsa of Chatzi Eved. How can you Meshacher Chatzi Eved? How you can put it in his hand? Yeah, you could. If you Meshacher that hand. So the stipler learns that that's a machlaikis, Tosis and Tosis HaRosh. Right? Just that's a machlaikis. if shichur is it possible to be mishachar a hand of an eved? Say, I want just his right hand to be free, or just the right side of his body to be free. Is it possible to do such a thing? Taisus holds it's possible. So maybe it's not shver. How can you be mishachar chatzi eved? The hand is free. Taisus so Rosh holds it's impossible. There's no such thing as shichur. Shichur is on the person. It's not on the hand. How do you define nefesh? The person. Therefore what? Well, everyone seems told that you could be mishachar the evder ober. You have to hold that way because you could be mekadosh the ober. So the ober obviously has a certain level of separate existence. You can mekadosh an ober. It's a very interesting thing. There's somebody a riddle. How do you have somebody who's holding by her? She's on her 25th birthday, and it's iftar her 25th anniversary. I guess such a thing. The Rambam says he can be mekadosh over b'yerech imay, so she could be born half a year later. So she could have a 25th birthday, but she already had her 25th anniversary half a year ago. So she didn't remember. What? What? The pashtus of the Rambam is the way I just said. The Brich Savram that you're showing before, Brich Savram wants to say that even when you hold, you can be Mekadosh to Uber, but Uber is not Mekudeshus until the birth. The Maisa Kedushin is earlier. I guess anniversary wise, it wouldn't happen till the Uber is born. But the Pashas Rambam is not that way. That you can be, and the Rambam says you can be Mekadosh to Uber. If you're Mekadosh to Uber, Yitzchak can be Meshachar in Uber. You can ask why, what, when, but if you could give Kedushin to an Uber, you can certainly be Meshachar in Uber. The machlek is tais tais arash, is could you mishachar half the person? Separate machlek. So that's an explanation of tais's kasha. Now, a teretz on tais's kasha. Tais's kasha was, how could you be mishachar in over? The mother, doesn't have a yad to be makabel a shechur, a shtar shechur. So the rabbi says a teretz, the rabbi is very hard to understand what he means. So the Stipler and in the Tiferes Yaakov, they both say the same shot. Stipler says, the day the Stipler wrote this, he was in an imaginative mood. Listen to what the Stipler says. Stipler says that when you do something with your hand, it's not your hand that's doing it. It's the whole person that's doing it. V'haraya, the Gemara says that if someone has a basket on their head, you have a person with a basket on their head, and they're walking, or even if they're standing still, the halacha is that a person, a human being, is a chatzim mahalachas. You had the concept. A person who's capable of walking can't be kind of a kinyan chatzim. Let's say a person has a basket on his head, then you put something in the basket. The basket could be kind of with a kinyan. Kaylee has a din of a kinyan chatzim. The basket is on the head, and the person is walking. So we say, no, kilsa meinach nayah. The basket is sitting still. The person underneath is walking. But it's not the basket that's moving. The basket is on something that's moving. So that's actually the Gemara in the Bava Metzia, I think, the first parak, that person is a chatzim ahalachas. A person can be kind of king of chatzar on his body. But his keli could be kaiver. You hold the keli is a chatzar, which we hold. So kel shel kaiver. So there's a basket on his head. Is the basket moving? No, the basket is sitting still on the person. I think that you can all understand. Right? A human being is moving. The head is standing still. So to start for 1 minute. When a person is walking, you look at a person who's walking. What's walking? Only his feet are walking. His head is not walking. His head is sitting on his shoulders, which is on his feet, which the feet are walking. Why are you looking at if the head is walking? The head's not walking. The feet are walking. Just like you have a basket on the head. You say, basket standing still, the person's moving. So why don't you say, when you have a head on the shoulders, that the head is standing still and the feet are moving? It's not the Stipler, because it's Pashit. Whatever a person does, is Mesiachis this whole guf. You don't separate the guf, you don't cut off the parts of the guf. When a person is walking, the person is walking. Right? The feet are the ones that are in motion. But anything that a person does is Mesiachis to the whole guf. The Stipler and the Tiferes Yaakov say the same thing when you're cutting something. If you pick something up from the floor, you're picking it up with your hand, but it's the hand that's kind of. It's the fingers that are picking it up. It's the whole gabra that's picking it up. It's the whole person that's picking it up. It's sure, a person picks things up with his hands, but it's the whole person that's doing it. You don't cut off the hand and look at the hand separately. Memela, Tosis Kasha's answer. What was Tosis Kasha? That when you put a get in the shifter's hand, have you said Gita V'yadei Bakechas on the over? The over is not the hand. So the hand was kainet, but the hand belongs to the Adam. The over wasn't kainet. If it is stifle, no, the over was. Because if you hold the over, is Yerechimai. That means whatever the mother does, every aver of her did. So just like when the mother walks, the over is walking. When the mother picks up a get, the over picked with the zayche in the get. And since the over was zayche in the get, Tosis Kasha is answered. If you look into Reb Chaim, where he tries to answer Tosis Kasha, I think he means the same thing. Reb Chaim, it's written in very short words. It says, Nehi, the over doesn't have a hand. His hand is not zayche. But, what's his lashon? His yad liskais he has. A power to be slayer, so that he does have, long careful. It means the same idea. That when you pick up something with your hand, your whole body is picking it up. So the over is kitav yadav long careful. The power to be kinder he gets, together with the get. So I was thinking about the Stipler, interesting way of looking at it. That again, it's the whole person that's picking up. But right, it isn't to answer Tosis Kasha. It means Tosis himself doesn't agree with this concept. Tosis himself holds, no, when you pick it up in your hand, it's just your hand that's picking it up. Not, you don't look at the person, you look at the hand, that's Tosis Sheet. If you're Ma'ayan, the two Stiplers are so similar to each other. What was the first thing the Stipler said? The first thing he said, by Shechver, when you free somebody, Tosis holds, you're freeing the hand. So Tosis says, no, you're freeing the Nefesh HaAdam. It's not the hand. And Tosis holds, no, it's the hand. The second Stipler, to answer Tosis Kasha, is right to come out the same, it's a different idea, but the same concept. That when you pick up something, what's picking it up? The Ron says, the whole Nefesh HaAdam is picking it up. Tosis holds, no, only the hand is picking it up. So this is the two pieces of the Stipler. It's very, to me, it's very imaginative. And I think, again, it would be in the middle of his man, he would find other places to stick in this whole concept of the Stipler. When a person does something, the whole person is doing it. What? His back didn't do anything. His hand did it. So Yasha, that everything you do, you're doing. Yeah. Okay, yeah, it's very nice. I have no complaint. It could be. It should be totally in the Rav Kivega and the Teres Gittin. Remember, Kivega said Kinyan Yad is Dafka. Hakbar doesn't work. As we all in the hand. It's good if Kivega looks at Yad, meaning the physical hand, manch. Yokin Hagbah works, that means it's the person doing it. They don't do it with the hand. The person's doing the Hagbah. Could be as a shachas to go. So if that's Yad, so that's Yad. Could be it's not a rhyme. Kivega means Kinyan Yad, he doesn't mean Yad. Okay, let's see the next Mishnah. Af ha-noshim, to do dafyayim today. Af ha-noshim she'ena ne'monis lo'yme me'ispaila ne'monis lo'havi eskita. Bichidish. Women are believed to bring a get. Chamaisa, bas chamaisa, tzarasa, yevimta, baspaila. These people her mother-in-law, sister, not her sister-in-law, but her mother-in-law's daughter, Hatsara, Yavama, Basbaila, all of them who generally have less than honest, would that be a woman? But here they believe Lahavi Eskita. Mabe get Lamisa, why? So the Gemara says, Shaksav Mechiach. Because the Ksav shows. What does it mean the Ksav shows? Maybe it's a false Ksav. Taisis of Subis, like a Gemara on your test, that Edom Asuman al Ashtar, can you Shenechre, Dusan Bebezdin. Taisis says the Chiddush that we talked about all year, that there's a Kayach Ashtar. The Kayach Ashtar is an assumption of kashrus by Ashtar. Taisis says that, he says, like this Mishnah in Gittin Chav Gimel Amid Beis, that Ma Bein Get Lamisa Shaksav Mechiah. What's the Kayach of Ksav to be Mechiah? He says that's Kayach Ashtar. The Kayach of Ashtar, the assumption that it's kosher, that is Ksav Mechiah. So the Gemara will explain that. I saw the Lashon HaRambam here. The Rambam in Perek Zayin Halacha Chaf Dalet brings this din that when you give a get, the assumption is that the get is kosher. And he goes through a whole list that you're not chayshish for things. When you bring a get and you give a get, you're not chayshish for mezuyif, you're not chayshish for Shema Eidim Psulim Chas Mubai, Yinachayshi Shema Shalai Lashma Nichtavu. He gives a whole list of things. Shem Tovel, Chalach, Shem Tvarim Eilu, Kiyaita Behen, you'll never have a get. Rambam says, when you bring a get, it's always good. Shem Shem Chayshin Lezef, Kiyaita Bai, Nami Ela, Nami Deo, Alchas Kasai, Achievada Shubatum, unless you have rice, it's no good. Kat, Loi Nachrish, same with Nachish Chayshish, Loi Lashliach, Loi Lisha Atzma. We assume everything is good by a get. This Rambam would be an easy Rambam, but listen to his last words. The Rambam says that everything has to do with a get, we assume is good. She'ein dine isurim kidine maminis. Those are the last words in the Rambam. When you bring a get, you assume everything is good. She'ein dine isurim kidine maminis. Dine isur are stronger than dine maminis. Very interesting to Lashon. Shein dine mamon, kidine mamon. The Bhagavad Mishnah brings him a car. The halachi is a woman's belief to say, Gerishtani Baili. A woman who comes in and says, my husband gave me a get. She's believed. Chazaka, she's not made his partner. Why is she believed? My mamon is, somebody walks in and says, I bought a field. We're going to believe him? It's the uncle's field. They walk in and say, oh, I bought it from him. So we're going to believe him without rights? So the Magen Mishnah, that's Chag the Rambam, Shein Dine Yisurim Kedine Mamins. The Lechem Mishnah is Mefakfek on the Raya, and he says it's not such a strong Raya. Could be the Chazaka that a woman is Nameyas to say Gerishtani Baili is just such a strong Chazaka, that's why it's believed. But the Magen Mishnah, and the Pashtas of Rambam, says that Dine Yisur, it's easier to believe than Dine Mamins. Ein dinei isur kedinei. By mamon we're more chayshish for problems, and by isur not. And why do I mention this? Because the ktsais nesivis of yesterday, we had the machlekes ktsais nesivis. If when we say a klal by gittin that tfias ayin kolam is good by gittin, does that mean it's automatically good by mamon too? The Sivis held that it's good by Gittin, so it's good by Mammon also. Because Gittin was stricter than Mammon. And Ktsai said, Faket, and Ktsai said, no. If by Gittin it's good, it's no right if by Mammon it's good. This Rambam, the which simple words in a Rambam seem to be like Ktsai. Shein dine Yisur, kidine Mammon is. When more chayshish for problems by Mammon than by Yisur. Same thing for Yisur and the Kala. You can't prove that by Yisur, just think of the din. You say, if you bring a piece of paper, a get, by Isser, we're not chayshish. We're chayshish less than we're chayshish by mom. Same thing when you come with Tvias Ayin Dekala, by Isser, we're chayshish less than by mom. That was the Ktsais. The words here seem to be very similar to the Yisrael Ktsais. So you have Tvias Ayin to help you.
We're not saying it didn't get that, we're saying it didn't shows by get is more sound than new shows are not.
Let me phrase it this way. The deceiver said that if Tviyasai the call is good enough for a get, it's zicha good for mamin. You see from this Rambam, you see not that way. Because the assumption of kashas of a get, we don't say zicha is true by mamin. Shein is on k'dini mamin. Now, were it not for the Lashon Rambam, I could have answers. I could say by get, it's lashkiach to be mezayif, or I could come up maybe with pshat. The Rambam says that as a rule, shein dinei yisur and k'dini mamin is. But the Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam doesn't say shechazok azu with the olam tfei. He says shein dinei yisur k'dini mamin. It seems an equivalent amount of chash by mamin would be chashish by yisur. Zok the Gemara, v'katanya shem shene eina monas loyma beispaila kach eina monas loyma gita zastira. Amr Yosef Leikash. Depends. Kamberetz, Kambuchon Florence. Beretz, the lava di bura di doka samchina and mehemna. In Eretz Israel, the lava di bura di doka samchina, she does not say before I left out. Mehem, Bechutz Loretz, that di bura di doka samchina. That she has to say before I nechdav, my mem. So therefore, which one is easier to believe in Eretz Yisrael? For Gemara, we have by Adarava, Mamish Chakeret. Now we said at the beginning of the parak that a chutz la'aretz, it's not really a chumra for the woman; it's a kula, it's a benefit for her. It's a chumra you need before I nechdav, but it's a benefit that once you say before I nechdav, the baal can't be ma'ar. So the Gemara is asking, Rabbi Yosef looks at it. That echus marek has a chumra b'fanei nechdav. Abai says that's not a chumra. Adar Rabbi, ifchem estavim. Be'eretz, in Eretz Yisrael, where you don't say b'fanei nechdav, that's a chumra. Diyasi bal ma'arer, meshkatinam bay. Then the Baal says that if it wasn't written l'shma, we would listen to him, or if we would listen to him. Dikulameim l'kul kula kamachavna. My mehemnin, so therefore we can't believe her. We'll mess things up. B'chutz la'aretz, it's a kula of chutz la'aretz. Yosi ba ma'ar lo'y meshkechin ambe. There, that was the whole beginning of the parak. That b'fanei nechdav is a kula. That if the Baal comes, lo'y meshkechin ambe, mehem. Tanya chavasi rabaya. Reb Shimon Elazar, ayim reb Shimon Rabbi Akiva, yishin emenes lo'y vikita nekal v'chayma. Umadach nashim shamru chacham, ein emenes lo'y memeiz v'ayla. Nemenes lo'y vikita. He should emenes loymer meiz vayla ein aydin should emenes leivi gita. Umemakim shavasam ala halan tzricha sheyaymru b'fanei nefarei nechta. He tzricha taytaym b'fanei nechta. So that is like Abaye. It's a right to Abaye that we're talking in a place where there's b'fanei nechta b'fanei nechta. Amar Rav Ashi mas disin amidei gadiktani. The Mishnah's meduyit. Says a isha asma meviya gita. B'fashay te tzricha loymer. The seifa. There it's talking chutz la'aretz. It says uvat yitzurach alayim b'farei nechdav. So shemami not the safe is talking chutz la'aretz. But some of the earlier part of the Mishnah is also talking chutz la'aretz. Rabbi Yosef, reisha the safe of chutz la'aretz. Tziyasa b'aretz. And the Gemara in reisha the safe of chutz la'aretz. Tziyasa b'aretz. The previous Mishnah was talking in Chav Gimel Amud Aleph was talking in chutz la'aretz. And the Sefer, which is the case of Isha Atzma Meviyas Gita, has the Sefer Fanias talking of Chutz La'aretz. And the Mitziyasa, the middle case, Rabbi Yosef says, "I'm Eretz Yisrael." My mind, they tell me, "Ma ben get l'misa shekzav mechiyach, like they have a pem mechiyach." So this is an old lishitasam all over Shas. Abaya argues with other people about whether it's a doichik to zetzayin. Ratio like this and sefer like this and whatnot. Mm-hmm. You have a lot of places in Shas. Abaye says ratio like this, sefer like this. And Rabbah says, Rav or Rabbah say, yeah, ratio like this, sefer like that. So this is a kind of machlaitis and machlaitis the shittas.